Blog Talk Radio.
Dead press. The coup. People army. Where the G's at? Come on. Fuck the police. Hey, y'all ready for this shit? Y'all drunk? Y'all ready to get this shit crunk?
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up.
I'm against this government. I ain't got to cover it up, that's what I meant. Sick of paying bills and I'm sick of paying rent. Seem like I work all the time but don't know where the money went. And the funny shit is we supposed to like this shit, but all y'all politicians could bite this dick. It's a war going on, the ghetto is a cage. They only give you two choices, be a rebel or a slave. What you do? So I rebel. Like an ulcer in the belly of the beast, staying true to it. Since my whole street days in the blue Buick, niggas been fighting so long, seem like I'm used to it. Not much I know about how the crew do it. Truth fluid, boots put the funk to it. Ain't nothing to it. This is for the cheese all the way to the bay, from Frisco to Oakland, all over LA.
Got to get up
right
now. Turn the system upside down.
Yeah. Let's get one thing crystal clear. I am not here to play with your feelings or save your career. My statement's severe like razor edges on a paper veneer. Cause who is serious? Cleaning them Windex on a mirror. I'm non-violent. The only bullets I spray are lyrically based. My only kills are ego, so technically you're physically safe. But I'm bipolar. 1 minute I'm soberly playing the role of a poet, and after an hour I'm drunk on my power and loudly proclaiming my prowess and how incredible it is. Though I let you marvel a minute, cause I've gone rogue and opposing my rivals and every rider that's in attendance. You know the name, they call me S.A. Rock. I be low riding them beats like how them essays rock. My intro was like a thesis and then my essay start. Yeah, the mandala for my diva down in S.A.
Sorry, homeboy, but your flow sound used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Maximum frequencies through your stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go. Sorry, homeboy, but your flow sound used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Maximum frequencies through your stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go.
With the rapper to a certified mastodon, trample through your garden, leave some bars for you to sample from. I've been classic since the first verse, I sped onto some wax. Tyrannosaurus Rex, my foes just like Jurassic, son. F a punchline, I stick and move with written jewels. Mind is like a mine of conflict-free diamonds, cause I'm at peace with the beast. I'm unleashing into the mic piece. I'm coming for blood and y'all little tenderonies a nice piece. See, I'm at war with the walking dead. Just call me Grimes or call me Grimey. I get gutted and start seeing red when they pass the headphones, and I start spitting lines and sparks in my head. Live why I electrify this game. Had these rap joints and white gloves testifying they shame. Hear me once and it's over. Voice etched inside of your brain like pesticides to a roach. I'm raiding your nervous system, so next time I'm in the booth, your face is all nervous twitching. You pitch a fit from the shit I emit from out of my lips. I will grand mild season and reason and pry your cold. I'm resisting fingers off the golden poles on top of the podium. Show my hands and go holding them. Too busy trying to poke her. She focused on flipping queens and y'all busy playing the joker. I will out rhyme, out prime, and eventually outshine you. And after your reign is over, I will straight chalk outline you, my G.
Sorry, homeboy, but your flow sound used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Maximum frequencies through your stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go. Sorry, homeboy, but your flow sound used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Maximum frequencies through your stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go.
Yo, I spit a few bars, I spit suns, moons, and stars. Go nuclear, split a nucleus by souping up my grandma. Make duplicates of the future, jump in the booth and go Anakin, turn to the dark side. When y'all talk it sideways, use the force of my voice to assault you for 5 days and start on your weekends like this was a Friday. No McD's, I'm a vegan and having it my way. Hit up them pressure points like Tai Chi. You feeling pride riding, go ham and try me. But I'm a purist MC, out your league like IV. I self law and master, then emasculate these beats. Dress them up with some impressive vocabs and murder and Marcus identity with a tote tag. Leave the scene like a legend souvenir in my tote bag. Cause we on the low, about to overthrow your regime. I'm in the studio cooking with Bay as Yassine.
Sorry, homeboy. Boy. Got to pay your dues. You know the rules. You know the rules. Chop.
Individuals, warrior bloodline passed through the DNA. Black power, black freedom, my PB5ODA.
Minerals, rainforest, rich soil, the fertile ground, that blue, black. a jackal, a jackal, no matter which way did he lean. Chamber bang, mother flesh inside, freedom should ring. One force, one black star, powered by steam. Africa for Africans, garbage dream. Yes, we came from niggas to gods. We not getting even, we eliminating odds, odds, odds. Boom bangs like African drums all around the world and back to the slums. My juju strong, my ashe is evident. How can you not say I'm heaven sent? In the name of Inyame, Oludumare, I set my sword free, repping the heavenly body, remaining godly. Get high up the vibe flow. I'm Ekandayo from birth. My old earth told me of my heritage and what it was worth being first, 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 first,
first. Africa, 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 Africa. Africa, 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 Africa.
I came a long way from out of control to keeping my cool, elevating my soul. But
don't get it twisted, I cut that devil head on. Ain't nothing to it, I cut that devil head on.
That ain't my goal, I'm all about love, elevating my soul, give thanks for the.
Don't get it twisted, I cut that devil head on. Just like I cut that devil head on.
This a dedication to these Caucasians, thinking I forgot about them African invasions. Got us looking forward to our own extermination.
Dr. Clark.
He called for the unity and the redemption of the African world.
Salute them, honorable Marcus
we
Garvey.
We were not ready to listen then.
They might not have been ready then.
There's wonder whether we are ready.
Ain't no doubt about it.
To listen.
We ready, baby.
Now.
Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Flag fly high. Woo! Flag. With the side to side, if the flag fly high, come on. My flag fly high, my flag fly high, my flag fly high. RPGs on the rise, all eyes are recognized. My flag fly high, hold it high, let it fly. Reference colors forever, Garvey will never die. On my 90, the throne ready, let's take a ride. Tax won't fix, men don't choose a side. This is the path for the warriors. Seldom travel, yet still bad, glorious. Black power represents us. You either rolling with Africa or against us.
RBG's up, we in the building now, nigga, take off. Look at these agent-ass niggas always throwing in your face how they make it cheese, nigga. Bloodsuckers of the hood, vampires, Blade told me put a stake in these niggas. Pledge allegiance to the paper cocaine, cause fame, gold chains, chinchillas. Them real mogul-ass niggas all dick in the booty, real homo-ass niggas. Underdressed over sex, Weezy fucking baby, that shit suspect. Kill me in the video and show him Malcolm X, I'ma take it as a threat, niggas gotta get checked. Now you wanna rape niggas, Uncle Ruckus ass bitch, you must really hate niggas. I ain't feeling you, nigga, that European mind frame killing you, niggas. Yeah, right, they some government tools, yeah, these niggas getting used, but these niggas ain't fools. Took the cracker off so they follow their rules. Get a couple dollars, now you feel you can't lose. Hope you deal lifelong. Hope you never get old and make all the right songs. Cause when it get took from a nigga, the whole hood gonna be like, look at these niggas. Look at these homosexual agenda pushing ass, dry snitching ass, EDM faggot ass niggas. Bitch, y'all babies is seeing this. Don't you know that? And y'all gonna still try to give them a pass? Fuck out of here. Rah. I can't wait on these niggas. Fuck sitting down. I ain't debating these niggas. Rah. I'ma take it to the shrine and petition old goon to start slaying these niggas. Rah. Pour the liquor, blow the stogie, resurrect the dead homies, let them pray on these niggas. All for the sake of getting rich, Tigger Ray, please bang on these witch ass niggas. I would never give a pass to their so-called ignorant ass. Put them on blast, microface tied to a hoe. Let a bitch lie, what for? Nigga, this woe, sign sharpened to a book deal. That nigga helped crackers try to get us out of kill. Now, help me out, go figure. Why would drug dealers sign a snitch ass nigga? They know why. They posse so sloppy, they jocking Versace, cause all of them fussy, doing anything to wake up. Up in the Bugatti, I'm hoping y'all finally see. Say police, all the videos and the music is an overt attack on the black fam unit. So fuck a boycott, put their names in the pot. Somebody gotta do it. There you go. Say dua out to the head roof. Yeah. Tahir RBG, Repack Nation is the situation. No more of that fuck shit, baby. We calling y'all out now. And if you give a fuck, share this shit. Make sure you push it around. Let's make sure it get right to these motherfuckers. All these blood-sucking ass motherfuckers. And if you one of them motherfuckers, then fuck you too.
Peace to Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Warrior Queen's Perspective, broadcasting live every third Monday of the month on this melanated magic Monday. Here we got none other than the dynamic Warrior Queen, Shock the Everlasting Peace Herb, CEO of Shock the Succulent Sense, host and founder of Shock the Speaks, a spiritual healing series broadcasting live every fourth Monday here on Duty Knowledge Radio. And also the editor-in-chief of the illustrious Get This Wisdom magazine and Get This Wisdom Live YouTube channel. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others one of the hardest working warrior queens in our movement, and a shining example of the can-do attitude and liberation mind that is necessary to achieve liberation. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others the warrior queen, Shock the Everlasting Peace Earth, Black Power.
Peace, love, and Black Power family. I am excited right now. I have a lot of things to go over. I'm going to piss some people off today. I'm going to make some people happy today. Either way, I'm going to make you wake the fuck up. Peace to the God. How are you?
Peace, up. Hey, I'm fired up. Ready to hear what's on your mind. Give us this warrior queen perspective. You know what I'm saying? The floor is yours. Get busy. Get down.
Indeed. Thank you. There are a couple topics I want to discuss on tonight's show. And I've been feeling very much in a different space over the last few days, absorbing certain energy, just seeing some stuff that's been going on that hasn't had the earth feeling too happy the last few days. I've been, of course, under attack, as usual. I'm always under attack by something, by one of our own people. do the menticide and all that bullshit. And no, my children are not in the vicinity right now, so I'm being a little bit more open and more candid with my speech, or uncandid, whatever. I want to speak on homosexuality in the Black Power movement as it is right now. You know, I had a run-in not too long ago with somebody that is well-known in Detroit. And I'm going to accuse him of being a homosexual today. See, I wouldn't normally do this. I'm normally the one that tries to say I'm biased and tries to stay out of shit. But when people attack and harass me with no grounds to come after me for, then there is an issue. So, as some people may know, I spent a brief stint of time last year doing some work with New Era Detroit. And no, this is not a New Era bashing show. I'm not going to get into that because I'm not a commercial individual. I go against the grain because that's who I am. I'm here to fulfill a purpose, and that's not to run around bashing our people, period. But, you know, the work I did with New Era Detroit was something that I honor dearly. You know, I got to interact with some of our people face-to-face, see their smiles, you know, to have that sort of empowerment around them. And, you know, that's one of my first loves, being straight-up at community, boots on the ground, getting out there, and connecting with our people on an intimate level. So, you know, I did what I did with New Era, and then it became a time where, you know, like the ancestors stepped into play, literally kicked me down on my behind, and, you know, I suffered an injury that I had to. I don't even really call it an injury anymore. It was just a lesson, you know, Shakti, sit down and reprioritize some things, collect your mind, get things together. And I'll get into the beauty that came out of that in a second. But Negus Vu, a.k.a. Brandon, a.k.a. S-Curl, has come after his sister with no grounds whatsoever, other than the fact that he's mad that I told him the truth about his harassment of a sister of mine, Crystal Rice. His campaign, he ran around and put on a political hat like he knows anything about it, chasing the camera again like he always does. He's an opportunist, and he wants to come after your sister, the one who's been out here for years with a sincere heart and mind to do this work for our people. Niggas, I don't tell the people why they pride, brother. I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to do this, but I had to. It's been on my heart. It's been on my mind. Tell our people why you are gay pride. Plain be conscious and you black, one man, one woman, one child. What will you do? Are you almost come for me? Nah, I done put it out there. Wasn't going to do it, but you done pushed my buttons. And I'm tired of people thinking that the earth is going to continuously take on these malicious attacks from all levels and not have my say. I am not scared of none of you. My ancestors are with me. That's why I'm still here, steady, doing this work. Niggas, boo, you should be ashamed of yourself, brother. You claim to be about the people, but you running around here attacking sisters like you gay or something. Only gay men attack black women. And then you put your nose up in the air like somebody owe you something, nigga. Don't nobody owe you nothing. Respect is earned. You have not earned your respect. you tell me I'm an opportunist, I'm looking for attention, I barely even leave my house. But you the one around here in everybody's camera. You the one around here following everybody trying to get on. How the hell you go from being with New Era Detroit to being a campaign manager? Activism and politics is completely two different things, brother. And I wasn't going to do this because this is not my character. But I have been bothered in my soul and I wanted to put it out there. Yes, I did. So now it's out there. Niggas, boo, Brandon, leave me the hell alone. Don't say nothing else to me. Do what you going to do chasing the cameras and let me do what I'm going to do. Period. I don't advocate violence against my own people. I don't go into the street with a gang-banging mentality. I am the earth. I am the mother of civilization. That means you are my son, niggas, fool. So I guess I got to teach you something like you my son, niggas, fool. How you conducting yourself, being a representative of Detroit, is not how we rocking, brother. You supposed to be a part of the rebuilding process. It's enough negativity going on here in the city. We don't need to be coming after each other like this. And you supposed to be a leader. People look up to you. You want to come at me? For just telling you the truth? For telling you that an apology needs to be given to that sister for how she's been attacked and harassed? Where I had to make phone calls on her behalf to have people stop threatening her life? You ain't handle that shit, brother. You basically said it was okay. And I don't rock with that. So I had to address that publicly. Feel how you want to feel about me. Say what you're going to say about me. At this point, I don't give a fuck. Moving right along. Oh, I said I wanted to get to the beauty. See, duality is very important. In every situation, you will have negativity and positivity. So, you know, I went through all that with New Era Detroit, got to do the work, which I always will honor, and I will never publicly bash that organization. And then I caught an injury during that time of my injury. Okay, I was getting a message. Shout out to Dwayne Jordan from the Black Power Awards, who just donated $100 to get this Wisdom magazine. I had to say that because the notification just came through. You see how beauty always arises, how the light always comes out of the dark. So when I broke my ankle, you know, I had a lot of time to reflect. It was uncomfortable, family. It was uncomfortable time for me because I'm used to getting up and going. I'm used to, you know, I'm not used to having to lay down and not being mobile. So the ancestors really wanted that time with me. And they got Shakti together. You know, I went through my lows. I went through my nights of crying. I went through the self-pity, the self-doubt, the self-worthlessness. I went through all those emotions in a short period of time for some beauty to really take place. And during that time, I was able to do something that I love doing, which is helping people spiritually. That's how this series actually became born during that time. So I was injured, and I got to teach my spiritual classes. I just say spiritual because it wasn't confined to one school of thought, but more or less spiritual work to reconcile the higher being and the lower being and enable one to use certain mechanisms to help them better themselves and their lives on this journey. So, you know, I taught African spirituality and metaphysics for a while. And I did that, you know, that's not something I charge for because that's not something I was guided to charge for. And I put my all into those classes. I did developing lesson plans and spiritual plans and everything. I gave it my all, because I really wanted to help the people that were involved. 1 second. So, you know, at that time, people were really needing it. We had a lot of people out here that were charging. And I don't get mad at people for charging on certain things because you got to eat. You got to feed your family. But I've always been the type that I knew I was going to be okay. You know, I've made it this far in my life, all the things I've been through, and I've always just been okay. You know, so I just, like, did this to your You're injured right now. You can't go out in the community no more. Do something. So I gave that to my people, and it was one of the it was a very good experience for myself because I got to connect with so many different people across the country, even in Ghana, and they trusted me to help me guide them along their spiritual journey, and that's a gift I still don't take for granted. And during that time, you know, I also got to doing my skincare line, and, you know, I got to really cultivate some things because, you know, I was always in the street. If I wasn't, you know, trying to make sure my babies were straight, you caught me in the hood. Everybody knows Shakti is at somewhere doing something. Cultivate that energy at the home front and create the tangible people, and you know, throughout the classes and the growth of the classes, it got to the point where I had 20 some students. So I'm busy, you know. And finally, I had a conversation with Knowledge Born, and that's how Get This Wisdom magazine came into play. You know, everything starts off as a seed of thought. A simple seed planted within the mind, the mind, the womb, that carries the seed of physical existence. So, you know, Knowledge planted the seed of controlling the narrative, which if we don't control the narrative, you know, we're going to have a hard time getting through to our people anyway. If they're watching what is supposed to be the media that's giving them constant images of the negative that is created for them. First off, half the stuff you see on the news ain't even real. Peep game, family. African people in America, African people globally, are naturally spiritual people. It's embedded within our DNA. So how is it? Ask yourself and think critically. How is it that a spiritual people, even now, who are confused as to what spiritual practice and belief they originally came from, will be out here doing all this killing against one another? Some of that just ain't adding up to me. That don't mean that our people ain't out here hurting one another, but I just can't believe that it's at the degree that the media is putting it out here at. So, you know, take that seed of thought and contemplate on it as you will. So we got to Get This Wisdom magazine going, me and a group of sisters. I could name all of them, but, you know, I'm not going to go into that. And then it's kind of like we put our heads, we was like, yeah, we're going to do it, and just took straight off. We gave ourselves 2 months. And, you know, Callie Divine is somebody who has been with the brand since day one and hasn't left yet. And she has put in an immense amount of her energy, time, sweat, endless nights, resources into building a magazine with me. And I owe a great deal of gratitude to that sister, and I always will. And so, you know, we're getting to doing the magazine. Callie's doing her thing to hold us down until I'm in a position to help out more. I finally get my computer. Now I'm on my thing, and we're doing it. So we ended up getting linked up with Supreme Ra Africa and Baba Amin of the Uhuru Academy. And when I say I was excited, family, I was excited because I had been hearing about the Uhuru Academy for a long time. And you know, I just wanted to meet the people who put this establishment together, because African Center education is always spoken upon amongst the conscious community as a means to liberation, but I hadn't seen anybody doing it other than talking about it. So I finally get to link up with Supreme Ra, the Lone Star RBG, and Baba Amina, the Uhuru Academy, and Lone Star RBG. And, you know, we got the politicking and connecting and doing some work together. It came to my surprise that Get This Wisdom magazine had been nominated for the RBG Media of the Year 2017 award. And when I first heard the news, I was kind of like in shock, because I'm like, I woke up and saw an inbox, you saw my name, well, our the name of our brands such as Do the Knowledge Radio and Revolutionary Mind Cinema. I'm like, you know, it's good that we're mentioned, but we already know we ain't getting that, you know, Knowledge Born on the list, so we good. We already know what time it is. So we chilling, we doing our work, and we're excited to even be recognized amongst some beautiful people doing some beautiful work. And it comes a time for RBG Family Weekend, which unfortunately I didn't make it to in the physical this past year. But I'm at home, and I'm keeping in touch with Callie because she went on location. I'm calling her, she's calling me. I'm getting inboxes from certain people. Then finally, you know, she calls me because I said, Callie, if we win, call me. I would like to speak on stage. They wasn't expecting a phone call, but just to put it out there. So she calls me, and it kind of didn't register why she was calling me until she said we won. And I'm like, we won? Then I get an inbox from Dwayne Jordan, you won. So I'm over here, yes, I'm freaking excited. I'm jumping up and down, I'm yelling back and forth to my family and my children, I'm excited. Because, you know, although we don't do this work for any reward other than to have liberation from our oppressors, to be recognized after so much hard work and sacrifice by your peers, it does do something to you, and it means something to you. And I'm an emotional person anyway, so you're bound to catch me crying at the drop of a hat. So we won that, and it was dope. So we got back, you know, let everything die down from RBG Family Weekend. We're getting geared up for the Black Power Awards because we had already been, you know, putting our attention there anyway. And when I tell you, actually being a part of the media committee for the Black Power Awards, the amount of time and effort that goes into creating that infrastructure is something amazing. It definitely is. So I get a little bit upset when some of our brothers and sisters try to bash the establishment, because I firsthand am seeing what it takes to put that together. And it's not an easy endeavor to provide something on that level of magnitude for our people to celebrate not only themselves but their ancestors and their lineage and the children to come afterward. So shout out to Dwayne Jordan and the whole organizing committee of the Black Power Awards. Congratulations to all the nominees. There are so many, but Knowledge Born in Law has been nominated for the Internet Radio of the Year Award, and you all have the chance to help that brother win that award if you go to www.blackpower.org, category Internet Radio, type in Do the Knowledge Radio, and, you know, so you show your support, because, like I said, although we don't do this work for a reward or an award, it's always nice to be mentioned amongst your peers. I can't think of anybody that would be nominated for any type of award that's, of course, in a righteous manner and not feel a certain type of way. You know, no, even the ones that are by humbug about the situation, I think personally, if they were nominated, you know, they wouldn't be by humbug about it. They'll be like, yes, thank you. So, you know, shout out to that whole institution. I'm grateful. And we'll be down there. We'll be down there November 17th through the 19th. You know, it's a full list of itinerary going on. I believe the actual award ceremony is that Saturday. The doors open at 12, you know, and we got the after party. The workshops, I believe, are that Friday. Now, I could have the schedule backwards, but I just took a look at Get This Wisdom's production list, so I think I'm all right with it. Friday, you have the workshops. On Sunday, you have African martial arts and the obstacle course, the festival, and so much more. So it's going to be a pretty dope weekend, a great networking opportunity, a great fellowship opportunity, that one that removes us from the sense of virtual reality and returning us to that space of one-on-one organic relationships. And if you are a business owner, you definitely should be in attendance at this event. There's going to be so many of us down there that's ready to support one another. As Knowledge Born says, you know, vote with your dollars, vote with your wallet. So we're coming down there and ready to build up each other and have these necessary conversations that that needs to be had off of social media. You know, social media is God or devil, depending on how you play it. So if you're looking to become a vendor at that event, you can go to the blackpowerawards.com. They have a phone number you can call, but I don't know it off the top of my head. So www.blackpowerawards.com. If you are a media, if you have a media outlet and you would like to do Black Power, the Black Carpet interviews, also go to the website. If you have a live streaming type of situation, a YouTube channel, and you have a nice conglomerate of subscribers, they are offering a revenue sharing opportunity with you to pay-per-view, to live stream, you know, the award ceremony. So if you have that type of situation and you have a nice amount of subscribers, then reach out to the Black Power Awards also. Now, it's so much stuff I can always talk about, because when you're doing the work and you're doing it from the sincerity of your spirit, is always something you can do, and it's always something that can be done. I know I opened up the show on a little bit more of a negative light, something that I normally don't do, but I had to clear my space, and I'm family, I'm feeling low, but I'm fighting through it. And that leads me to the next topic of discussion, and I've been on this campaign for the last couple of days right now because I am directly involved with it, and so many others are. And I want to speak on the lack of support that we are receiving, the frontlining individuals in whatever role, because frontlining don't necessarily mean you out there at every demonstration. Frontlining is the person that I'm going to do this no matter what the sacrifices are. I'm going to do this. I'm going to love doing this. And I'm going to keep doing this until I can't do it no more. And there should be no time that a frontliner feels like they're not getting the adequate amount of support in whatever endeavor that they're working in and what they're doing. And I'm just lost in that aspect, you know. It's the same group of people that are supporting each other. The same group. Every now and then you get a beautiful gem that comes into your hands that wants to show that beautiful support. But for the most part, it's the same group of people. And that hurts, family. It hurts. And when I speak to the support, I cannot speak to the brothers and sisters in our community that are still under a spell, that still don't know who they are. I speak to those who know who they are and whatever school of thought they subscribe to. It hurts. It hurts more than you know. And decisions are being made right now that I really don't want to speak on air. But due to the lack of support, certain things are going to be changing very soon. And I'm not too happy about it. But we can change this one step at a time, family. All it is baby steps. You do your part when you can, how you can. If it's sharing a post, if it's using your mouth, if it's, you know, the smallest things helps. If it's reaching out to somebody to making sure they're feeling okay today, because this work, it can get hard sometimes, family, because it's war. War ain't meant to be easy. You know, it might not be that war where you go over there to Iraq or Baghdad or wherever else, but this war is hard. It's rough because it's involving people that look just like you. So every day you're seeing somebody that looks just like you fall victim to this society in one way or another, and you have to keep yourself in an emotional center and balance to the point where you ain't losing it, because it's happening on every front. And when you answer the call to do this work, you're like, okay, I gotta do what I gotta do. Your life might not even normally be together. You may still be trying to figure out how you're going to get stuff together in your life, but you know that you have an obligation and duty to carry out amongst your people. And most of us go to our death doing their work in one way. It's tiresome. It gets frustrating because you try to stay with the best spirits. You try to stay happy. You try to stay at peace. You try to be that voice of peace to everybody that's around you. But when it comes down to it and you at the point like, where is the voice of peace for me? I done been there, family, and I'm there right now. I'm tired. I done gave it all. I done gave all I can give. With very little to no support. And this is not me complaining. This is not me whining, because I don't regret anything. I don't regret not one decision I have made on behalf of my children, my family, and our people. I will never regret that, and I never will, because I'm not going to but I'm speaking from a space where a lot of people work can relate to, you know. It gets very hard and discouraging at times, family, but ultimately the beauty of seeing the smiles on those little African babies, that makes it all worth it. To see a smile on a brother or sister who ain't had a reason to smile in years makes it all worth it. To see the elders saying, finally, our work is being carried on, that makes it all worth it, family. But it gets tiresome, and we need to support each other and uplift one another. We can't keep on with this pool of destruction. We are doing the devil's work, and the devil is sitting back smiling. And that, I don't know about you, but that don't make me happy. The devil is my open enemy. Anytime he smiles, that means I got to go a little bit harder to destroy his ass. But we making it easy for him. The whole social media thing, airing out our grievances against one another on virtual reality. Who do you think created this thing on Facebook? The devil did. And y'all really think that the devil got to do too much to destroy us? No, we're doing the destruction of the devil for him because we have carried on his ways and actions and his mindset. He's sitting back like, you silly Negroes. So, but the work is being done on a mass scale. Like, people are just giving it all that they have. And the war on the mind and the spirit is something crazy. Because just because we've woken up to the truth and we know what we're here to do doesn't mean that we're not still under attack from the devil, too. They're even attacking us harder because they know we're quote-unquote rebellious slaves. So they coming at us with everything they got. They want us out this bitch. We're immovable. We're an immovable force. Because we are our ancestors. There is no separation within that family. You know, I love my people. Even the ones that just get on my damn nerves and disgust me with the coon. And I have a sense of sympathy for them because I know that they are suffering from a magnitude of illness. And we have to know proper discernment when it comes to our people wilding out here. That don't mean give them a pass. They need their ass checked. Some of them, you might have to go a little bit further than that. But ultimately, remember that they are victims to they are victims and slaves to a mental death in power. So they don't know. They don't know who they are. They don't know that they're supposed to love on their family. They don't even know how to love their damn self. So how can you expect them to live by any code of ethics and values if they don't know what self-love is, if they don't know what self-worth is, and they don't know who they are? How can you expect that? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke to this, and I'm paraphrasing so I don't get attacked, that a person that is unaware of who they are cannot be blamed for their actions. Because they don't know any better. It's hard. It gets so tiring. And you can hear it in my voice today, family. I'm not my usually rah, rah, rah self. The tiredness is here. But I'm going to keep trucking on like everybody else is. And I'm going to keep doing what I do. And right now, I want to go into a short music break. And come back and finish building with you all support. And I do have some views on consciousness becoming commercial and NFL and so many more things. So if you're listening or you're anywhere, you're listening remotely, you want to call in, dial 515-605-9360, press 1 with your questions and or your comments. We are speaking upon a plethora of things tonight. This is just an open forum, so I'll be back after the music break. Peace and love.
That you really find, and these niggas shoes fit me very fine. Catch me on these avenues, I'm trying to reach their mind. Man, you know that black power music, it gets no play and they ride until they put that brick in and now they feeling my vibe. I start to slowly see they fists on the rise, see it's intense from their eyes. It's kinda hard to come to grips, make the decision to sign. I ain't gonna lie, it took some time to make some sense in my mind. Now all I feel is a sense of this pride, incorporated in these lyrics and this vision of mine. To make a change for my people, wish to switch to take the sweeter. The pain runs deeper, you can feel it through the speakers, huh? 400 years of pain, turn the page. Every story looks the same. They snapping pictures as he hangs. Emmett Till was killed for listening and being brave. And y'all still run asleep with the beast from the cave. My knocker say you should be ashamed. The black woman, the goddess, say she come in many shades with the power to create greatness. Her DNA melanated on display, absorbing these sun rays. Rah. I make a wonder as I'm building this collage. I feel the power of the people fully amplified live. My mission is to make a difference. Recognize I'm watching for the agents in disguise. I describe my struggle, my hustle kept it pushing like Lamar's, giving birth to a nation on the rise. As I scribe the soundtrack to the revolution, televised, telling lies, trying to stop the movement. So you gotta keep a semi like you came from Zamunda. And yes, I'm in my prime like the Minister Lamoon, but it's the program for your system. I ain't talking about computers, speaking proper installation for our future. And don't you confuse it. Some people outdated, so they might refuse it. Eternal glitches, so it's time to reboot them. Aim high, stay low, send a shot from the Ruger. Focus on our survival, formulate a conclusion. This is real, swear this ain't no illusion. Try to elude it, but you can't. Martial law, got the coppers in the tank. Renegade, got this bug out bag right by the door, just in case it's time to break. Make a movie, play the game, this high stakes. All across the country, I be on these highways, flying through these clouds to reach my people's mind state. Wide awake, I ain't sleeping with the sheeple. Rice is high, all power to the people. Black power got me charged up. Somebody check the meter, 9 ether. My locks hang freely as I praise my inner being. Child of the universe, I'm just sightseeing. As I take you on this tour to give you more. And I ain't talking nationality. Them pigs is at your door, can give a fuck. My black's laws, that's corn gang family. These are definitions, just really your formality. I put power in the words that I speak in. Black absorbs all color. This is me, I am the walking constellation. Birthed by the galaxy, observation through telescopes. It couldn't capture what I see. I thought something in these books would make me feel more complete. Still searching, but I know I'm royalty. I'm a king, they tried to hide it, but I seek till I'm fatigued. No Marines are on me, to the chief. And kept it flowing like the Navy Air Force into retreat. Reenacting D-Day and drop bombs on the beat. Land mines on the track, beware where you place your feet. Yeah, I'm 10 toes down till they lay me 6 deep. Return as the ghost of Rick, even my spirit won't sleep. Non-stop, relentless, no time clock. Invented, can mark the date of this classic composition. I've been in between these bars, give you a wealth of wisdom. If you can read between the lines, notice I'm painting the picture from the book of bricks, so this ain't no scripture. Amen, the flow sacred, religion's the fact. The people quoting my statements. What will brick do across their bracelets? Show how strong their faith is for me to change it. And with that said, I made arrangements for this faceless, infinite information on pages that I created. My notebook so swole that it won't close. I'm going hard, introduction to the outro. You ain't repping for your people, keep your mouth closed. Like the Bible though, they love me in a sophomore. I think my mind first changed as a sophomore. Looking through history books really without no. Blacks saw the same names, repeatedly learned about those. Now Trump building a wall for the Vatos. Muslims can't fly back either, had to reroute those. Strips and gun stores sold out, know what to watch for. And watch what you say, freedom of speech soon will be outlawed.
Hey. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds,
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 teach the seeds.
I am the black woman. Some know me as Queen Hatshepsut, Queen Nzinga, Harriet Tubman, and Winnie Mandela. From this day forward, I pledge my life to the liberation of my people. I will be a supportive, responsible, and loving mate. The black man will respect me, and he sees me, because I am the black woman, the original woman. Mother of civilization and nurture of the black nation.
Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
Teach the seeds.
Teach the seeds,
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 teach the seeds.
I pledge allegiance to my black people. I pledge to develop my mind and body to the greatest extent possible. I will learn all that I can and order to give my best to my people in their struggle for liberation. I will keep myself physically fit, building a strong body free from drugs and other substances which weaken me and make me less capable of protecting myself, my family, and my black brothers and sisters. I will unselfishly share my knowledge and understanding with them in order to bring about change more quickly. I will discipline myself to direct my energy thoughtfully and constructively rather than wasting them in idle hatred. I will train myself never to hurt or allow others to harm my black brothers and sisters, for I recognize that we need every black man, woman, and child to be physically, mentally, and psychologically strong. These principles I pledge to practice daily and to teach them to others in order to unite my people.
Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Or else they'll be zealots like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the schools. Teach the seeds, don't leave it to the fools. Or else they'll be lost like you, spending half their life trying to find the truth. Teach the seeds.
Black power, warfare,
teach the seeds.
Economics, black science,
teach the seeds.
It's time to go back.
Real world problem.
Never satisfaction.
Young savior. I wake up and I roll over. Life hit me like a bulldozer. It's too late to say it's over. Collect the green like a lawnmower. Rhyme rhymes with a four-leaf clover. I don't leave no leftovers. Crush you up and I turn over. This is a righteous takeover. I'm lifting up the nation while I'm dropping in donations. Waiting in the station, making this new creation. Unlawful taxation's fundamental proclamation. I'm filling the application for the cause of my frustration. There's no rules when we not in the clinic. A real world problem, but I'm chasing for the finish. Going to exhibits to make sure I don't diminish. This is a real world problem, but I'm focused on my business. There's no rules when we not in the clinic. A real world problem, but I'm chasing for the finish. Going to exhibits to make sure I don't diminish. This is a real world mighty trend, but I'm focused on my business. People say God's name is vain, then they go insane and wonder why they see folk. There's a rain like a rainy day when black blood is drawn and leaves a blood stain. When I'm serious, ain't no plane, driving plane, while I'm praying, double pain. So I'm saying I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Mothers cry, soldiers weep, time I'm looking a little steep. Lifetimes go round like a slow repeat. I'm in deep, I'm in the sky, my spirit's there before I die. I'm gonna jump before I fly. There's no rules when we not in the clinic. A real world problem, but I'm chasing for the finish. Going to exhibits to make sure I don't diminish. This is a real world problem, but I'm focused on my business. There's no rules when we not in the clinic. A real world problem, but I'm chasing for the finish. Going to exhibits to make sure I don't diminish. This is a real world problem, but I'm focused on my business. Black soldiers on the rise, and there ain't no stopping them. Like popcorn, They be popping them, oppressors be dropping them. Put your hands on your head with what you did. All y'all should be dead. Soldiers wise in their eyes, their success is no surprise. The killers are heading for their own demise. Police worse than an animal. Look at who you calling a savage, cause you can't even manage. We already took our rights to passage. For your information, where's your invitation? Get out of this nation. There's no rules when we not in the clinic. A real world problem, but I'm chasing for the finish. Going to exhibits to make sure I don't diminish. This is a real world problem, but I'm focused on my business.
Okay, I got a recipe. Walk through the shadow of death, fearless, trying to get my children equity. What's your collateral? Fearing even exchange. Sit at the table, break bread, bring economics to change. Buy politicians, change laws. Work for a black man if you ain't a boss. Proper education, make sure your maiden's as black as you. Make sure your babies throw up that black fist
black
too
power.
If your God don't have a stripe and resemblance to yourself, you're giving your lineage a death sentence. Matter of fact, we don't need no more rappers. We need scientists, soldiers, farmers, healers, and hackers.
That's right.
24/7 barrage, I can't be part-timing. Nine areas of people activity the enemy uses for surviving. Iron, like a lion is dying, but patient, silent here waiting to start the genetic annihilation. Buy land, grow your own food, cause you know how these people gon' do.
Nah, homie, we off that. This warfare music, don't dare confuse it. Valor that fully looking something like a pool stick. 100 shot extension plus another little full clip. I'm hardcore like the center of a beach. Known to bring war in the middle of your street. That's the lean's demeanor. Hard like a winter breeze. Ready for the beat. Straight swarm on my enemies. Bomb like Tel Aviv. More arms than center.
Peace, love, and Black Power family, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Warrior Queen Perspective right here on the Black Power Award nominated Due to Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. You can find something gratifying for your mind and spirit 7 days a week. Shout out to Black Ice, who couldn't be with us tonight. And earlier, we were speaking to that of support and homosexuality and things of that nature. I want to go in deeper on homosexuality because I only scratched the surface with that, but right now I want to speak on what this Wisdom magazine currently has going on, family. And, you know, as I said before, last year the publication got started in November 11, 2016, to be right exact. The significance of that date, 11/11, you know, means a lot to a lot of us. If you know the science behind that combination of numbers, it signifies that you're on the right path and the ancestors are with you. So that's how, you know, the release date came into play. Now we're coming up on our first year anniversary this November, and to celebrate that, we decided to finally go into physical print. You know, the people have been asking for it since we came into publication, and we finally decided to, you know, move forward in that direction. So in order to help us to do that, we developed a media kit, you know, to help with the financial purchasing. And with, I want to go into the actual media kit right now. I have it pulled up on my computer screen. And you can view this media kit at our website, www.getthiswisdommagazine.com. I'm going to go over it briefly on air so a lot of you can hear. And if you're interested, you know what to do. Get in touch with me and we can make that happen ASAP. So I'm looking, you know, at the front cover of the media kit where you have a Get This Wisdom and a couple of our covers in the website. And it's beautifully put together. The second page basically goes over how you would enhance your business with gaining international exposure through placing an ad with Get This Wisdom magazine. And it goes into a little bit more why you should advertise with us and, you know, things of that nature. So that's on the second page. You can look at that. Page goes over the about section. Okay, 24 hours a week. And then fourth page goes into editor in chief. I was the co-founder of Get This Wisdom brand. Then we go to page five. Look who I see at the top. Well, it's my list. Keith Young, Divine Lee Dynasty, Ashley Powell, and Brian Dumas. And then we go on to page six, which goes over our editorial calendar. And like you said, we're doing our physical issue. It's November, which goes into the Black Power Awards. In January, we'll be doing the Black Power Music Second Edition, Volume 2, you know. March will be African Love, May, Beauty, Art, and Fashion. July is the Youth Edition, and September is Cultural Unity. So, you know, on the seventh issue, it goes a little bit into what's going to be in the Special Collector's Edition, the physical print of the Black Power Award Special Collector's Edition. You can look into the Black Power Award nominees, health and fitness, vegan nutrition, financial literacy, cultural fashion, the Children's Corner, the Uhuru Academy Youth Writers, who we have a partnership with, the Uhuru Academy, the Black Power Music, and the Black Goddess Centerfold. Then, you know, page eight goes over our demographics, you know, 10,900 fans and followers on Facebook, 6,200 visitors on our website, www.getthiswisdommagazine.com, 7,000 minutes of total watch time on Get This Wisdom Live, and 3,000 plus readers, you know. So you look into that on page 8. Page 9 goes into our target market, which would be the Pan-African youth, entrepreneurs, activists, revolutionaries, conscious artists, conscious public figures, conscious families, holistic health enthusiasts, men and women of the ages of 1845, Africans across the diaspora, you know. So that's page 9. Page 10 goes into the distribution plan, and, you know, you can go over that. And then page 11 starts where our special edition print advertising rates would be. And we have regular price advertisement rates. To the ability for a two page advertorial. That's $249, family. You can't beat that. Full 2 pages dedicated to your brand. And that's $249. A full back cover page would be $229. A full inside front cover page is $179. A full inside back cover page is $159. A full center, full central page is $149. A front cover logo banner. You can actually have your logo on the cover of our magazine. That'll be $139. If you want a half page ad, that's $99. If you want a quarter page, that's $69. And a business card size is $35. So we have something for everybody's marketing budget. You should not, even if you only can pay $35, you can have your business put into our physical print that will be released across the country. Now, you know, all packages include professional layout design, built to magazine specs, received paid in full with submission of advertisement agreement. Only submit your business information, a short description, and a logo at 300 DPI and high resolution photo of your choice. Now, we also have promotional packages outside of what I just gave in to you. Now, we have 3 different packages. The first package would be the diamond package, which is $249, and that would include 1 full page in our special edition printed magazine, digital ad included, meaning you will also have an ad on, you know, on our digital copies of the magazine because we're still going into digital print also. It also includes 1 half-page ad on the Get This Wisdom website for 2 months. And 3,000 custom flyers, 1 side, same design ad, Get This Wisdom ad on the back of the flyer. Understand this, family. You will be getting 3,000 flyers to pass out all over. You will get 1 complimentary special collector's edition printed magazine, 1 ad promoted all across social media platforms and weekly newsletters, and an exclusive promotional interview on Get This Wisdom Live. That's all that for $249. You can't beat it, family. You just cannot beat that. So, and then the next package would be our Ruby package, which is $199. And included in that package is 1 half-page ad in our special edition printed magazine, also with a digital ad included, 1 quarter-page ad on the Get This Wisdom website for 1 month, 3,000 custom flyers, 1 size, same design as ad, Get This Wisdom ad on back of the flyer, and 1 complimentary special collector's edition printed magazine. Again, you cannot beat that. You're not going to get that anywhere else. So now we're going into the Onyx package that we offer, which is $125. You in that package, and that includes 1 quarter-page ad in the special edition printed magazine with a digital ad included, 1 quarter-page ad on the Get This Wisdom website for 1 month, 1,000 custom flyers, 1 size, same design as ad with the Get This Wisdom ad on the back, and 1 complimentary special collector's edition printed magazine. Family, as a business-minded person, as an entrepreneur and a businesswoman, you cannot beat those deals. You're getting ad space in the magazine. You're getting in the physical print. You're getting ad space on the digital print. You're getting ad space on the website itself, and you're getting custom flyers created for you. Where else can you get that, family, for those types of prices? We have to really put on our business hat right now when we think of this thing and an expansion of our brand. Going into page 12, which goes over the digital magazines, the digital magazine rates. This is outside of the physical print. Now, in the digital magazine, the packages include professional layout design, built to magazine specs. Again, must be paid in full with submission of agreement. Only submit your business information, a short description, 100 to 250 word copy. One logo, 300 DPI, and a high-resolution photo of your choice. And the prices for this is as follows. You can get a full page for $80, with the dimensions being 8.5 by 10.5. A half page is $60. Dimensions vertical. The dimensions for vertical would be 10.5 by 4.25, horizontal 5.25 by 5. So, you know, we're going into, we have some good stuff here. And then on the, you can get a quarter page for $50, the dimensions being 5.25 by 4.25. So, you know, that's the quarter page. Then going into the business card size, which is $35, which would equate to in the dimensions of vertical being 2.83 by 5.25, horizontal is 5.25 by 2.5, and then you also have the option of a front cover logo at $120, dimensions 2 by 1.6, and then a front inside full cover page is 120, dimensions 8.5 by 10.5. And then a two-page full advertorial is $140. Video promotion, must provide your own video, $50, and a music EP kit promotion for $50. Come on now, family. You really just can't beat this. You really can't do it. So, you know, and then after that, it goes into examples of how, you know, your ads would look, and that goes all the way into page 19. And you have an advertising agreement with them and body out money and things like that. And then, you know, it has the options of where you can send your payments through PayPal, you know. You will also print that out for your records and for ours. And then you have a message from the founders and how to contact us. So that is the media kit, family. Ooh, 1 second, I got a message. So we definitely have something beautiful here, family. And for business owners, I strongly suggest that you take a look into taking this on to expand your brand. Just to have those flyers included alone is a seller for me. If I'm looking at it from a business standpoint, yeah, I want it. So if you are interested, all the contact information is in the media kit. You know, get with us ASAP because the deadline is quickly approaching. And we will all be in November. In November in Atlanta at the Black Power Awards. It's going to be a very special time for all of us. Beautiful memories will be created, and it's going to be just a ball, and I'm excited. So, you know, just check that out, www.getthiswisdommagazine.com. Also, to check out our previous issues and to pledge. That was a lot of talking. So, to go back to where I was with the whole homosexuality thing amongst the movement, first off, I try to stay away from that subject just for one very small reason. It's because I have certain family members that practice the lifestyle who I do not wish to hurt, but ultimately the agenda The homosexual agenda is very real and being pushed like never before. That's why you see all this LGBT crap, transgender, blah, blah, blah. That's how much I care about the word. I can barely say it because it ain't real. Transhumanism, you don't have to believe in a certain gender and all this shit. Our babies are being exposed basically as soon as they come out the womb. And that is not, first off, it's not a natural way of living. If you cannot create life, it's death, okay? And living a homosexual lifestyle, you cannot bring forth life. So therefore, you are partaking in the death of our family. It's not natural. It's not something I condone. It's not something that I even respect to a degree. I just don't go in on it like it used to due to the love I have for certain family members. This is ludicrous, family. Pedophilia is being pushed through this whole LGBT thing. You know, the acceptance of it is being pushed on a broad scale. When homosexuals get more respect than a straight black man's life, we have a problem with that. A black man can get murdered right now. Actually, one probably is getting murdered somewhere going off the statistics. And we say nothing. But if you call a gay woman a dyke or a gay man a fag, you get all of the backlash in the world. Oh, they're homophobic. Oh my God, this is a tragedy. They're human too. Treat them with equality. F what you're talking about. The day that something that represents death gets more recognition than something that represents life, it's a problem. See, we are in, when you nation build, you're building for a future that involves the salvation of our children. So that means you're supposed to add on with more children. And they're pushing it to where we are not supposed to have any more babies. We won't be able to have any more babies because of this gay shit. It's gay as hell, just like niggas vote. Gay as hell, okay? Yeah, I said it, so what? Shoot me. If you look deeper into how homosexuality affects the black family unit, we can look at it from the man's standpoint as well as the woman. Now, our men, who are the most feared beings walking the face of the planet, are constantly attacked on every level, out here being murdered, put in jail because, you know, of